Money Radio, discussing the business of making and spending money.
Beautiful day to all of you out there. It is my pleasure also to welcome you to this week's edition of Money Radio, and it's the National Economist segment of the program on Leadership TV. Today we are discussing a topic that says why the CBN may introduce more regulations on cryptocurrency. In the studio to discuss that with me is Mr. Anthony Uko. So you're welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And I'm your host, Case Hammond. Last year, around October, that's about 6 months ago, the CBN placed a ban through the commercial banks, placed a ban on the use of cryptocurrency, at least at that level. Yes. And it's because of some reasons. Of course, as the regulation, the regulatory bank, it is supposed to have, it's saddled with some authorities, which include keeping inflation in check, making sure that the liquidity out there is at least controlled, and a number of others which may not concern this topic so much, but those at least concern this topic. And of course, there were some concerns also about criminals using cryptocurrency to carry out activities of terrorism. And so based on those, the central bank, of course, it's the federal government's bank, the central bank placed a ban or restriction on the use of cryptocurrency. Banks dealing with customers who are running cryptocurrency. And of course, they are making good their promise, because just last week, at least four or five banks were sanctioned to the tune of 814 million naira. Yes, because of this issue, they were sanctioned. That means the federal government is taking this issue very seriously. Now, more Nigerians, especially the youth population, seem to be going more into the use of cryptocurrency. They are investing in cryptocurrency. And there's this concern that very soon, the thing will go, let me use that word, haywire, to the extent where the central bank may have no control. As a matter of fact, Nigeria is one of the highest users of cryptocurrencies in the world. Yes. You have Bitcoin, you have Litecoin, you have Dogecoin, and Ethereum, and a host of others. I think the cryptocurrency population in Nigeria constitutes some 35%, if I'm not making a mistake. That is huge. And so the central bank is having this concern, which informs the topic today on National Economy. The central bank may introduce more regulations on cryptocurrency, at least to curb this. So let's discuss the issue.
Yeah, I'll start by saying that the central bank actually clamped down on banks transacting with customers using their bank accounts to transact on cryptocurrencies in February.
Yeah.
February last year.
Okay, it was February.
Yes.
Thanks for
that. In October last year, the central bank went a step further to introduce the central bank digital currency.
Digital currency. That is the point.
Yes.
You got it there.
Yes. So I think the sanctions that we saw meted out on some banks last week was as a result of the transactions that may have violations that may have occurred between that February and the end of the financial year, which was December 2021. So that's what we saw playing out. So the central bank had, especially during the lockdown period, we saw that a lot of activities went digital. And that included the movement of money. So because so much wasn't really happening in the traditional economy.
Yeah.
So a whole lot moved into the digital space, whereby the more Nigerians, especially the youth, saw cryptocurrencies as a means of still doing something, and especially in the times of investment,
yes,
and hopefully getting returns,
yes,
and good returns as we saw,
yes,
at that point from it. So however, and because there was no restriction whatsoever from the central bank, the banking system more or less was overrun with cryptocurrency transactions, to the point that the CBN saw that if nothing is done, especially with the kind of volatility that comes with trading in digital currencies, then a lot of people would have their fingers burnt.
Yes.
And it will run through the banking system.
Yes.
And it will be a big fallout for them as the regulator. And of course, by extension, the Nigerian Deposit Insurance Corporation, if anything should happen and there's a run on the banks and all that. So I want to believe that those were some of the reasons behind and that the central bank gave at that point for clamping down on the use of bank accounts for cryptocurrency transactions. However, we've seen that the central bank has moved beyond just saying you cannot use the banking system to transact cryptocurrency transactions. You can't do cryptocurrency transactions via your bank. It has seen that digital currency is not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. It's here to stay.
It's here to stay. And more Nigerians are embracing it.
Yeah.
Even outside of the youthful population, a lot from the older
generation.
They are also tapping into it and getting the benefits from it. So the central bank had to find a way of
coming with a substitute.
Yes, with a substitute. Like saying, okay, the Naira is here, you can actually use it for digital transactions with the central bank digital currency as we have it introduced in October last year. And from the statistics we have, it has it's really been it's
favorable.
Been
good.
From the last statistics, we found out that as of January this year, over 700,000 people have downloaded the app and actually set up a digital wallet for the e-Naira, and then also about close to 40,000 transactions have been carried out using the e-Naira. So in such a space of time, barely 6 months, it's considered
a success.
Yeah.
But a few other things to consider that tend to be an attraction to cryptocurrency as against the CBN's digital currency. These are what I want to mention. Number one, people invest in cryptocurrency such as the Bitcoin, the Ethereum, the Litecoin, Dogecoin,
all the coins
for profit.
Yes.
Yes. It's an investment with the hope that that currency, that cryptocurrency will appreciate, and then their returns will be something appreciable. That is investment. Yeah. And of course, I've seen with my physical eyes. Not with the eyes of my mind, my physical eyes. Some people have become millionaire in Naira terms by investing in this cryptocurrency. That is not what the digital currency issued by the central bank is meant to achieve.
Yes.
Another thing is, people invest in the cryptocurrency because it's a kind of hedging. People hedge because, you know, the Naira slide is, in fact, I would describe it as steep. It has, you know, you have your money, you have a million Naira that is worth a million Naira today. And in the next 6 months, that million Naira is worth 750,000. You know, that is a loss.
Yes.
And so people, some people, because of that steep inflation, or the loss of value of the local currency, people want to hedge their money by putting it in this cryptocurrency. And as a result of that, you see, the thing is actually gaining more popularity.
Yes.
So it's not going anywhere, just like you said. That cryptocurrency is not going anywhere. And people have actually found a means. Nigerians, you trust Nigerians. Nigerians are smart people, especially the youth population.
The youth population.
You can't cheat them. They will cheat you. There is no way. So even in advanced countries, people are finding their way around these things. And the CBN can do their best, which is much appreciated. But to completely do away with cryptocurrency, I don't think it's something that is going to...
It's not going to be that easy.
It's going to take some time. If it will ever happen at all, it's going to take time. Let's take a little break, a short break. We'll come back, we'll discuss more on the cryptocurrency as it relates to digital currency.
Okay.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Money Radio, discussing the business of making and spending money.
Welcome back, viewers. You're still on to Money Radio, and this is the National Economist segment of the program on Leadership TV. Still with me in the studio is Anthony Luko, and I'm your host, Case Hammer. So we're talking about why the CBN may introduce more regulations on cryptocurrency. And we're talking about these boys. Even during the break, in our private conversation here, we're talking about these boys. You try to block them. You know, the Nigerian youth, you can look at it, you can picture them or describe them as river. No matter how you block a river here by putting a rock, the river must find its way.
Of course, even if it has to go over the rock, it will.
It may even dig under the rock.
Of course.
These boys.
So.
We're talking about the digital currency as a substitute, and we also talked about the attraction to the cryptocurrency. And we talked about, number one, it's an investment. Number two, they use it to hedge against inflation. Yes. So, as an incentive, one thing the federal government can do or should do, which is also difficult, because like we said, this thing is an incentive to hedge against inflation, and it's an investment. But as an incentive, one thing the central government, the central bank should do is to make sure that inflation is minimal. Look, inflation, some economists define inflation or describe inflation as a tax. A tax. How so? The government can decide to go and print money. Who bears the brunt? Well, it's you that is losing the value of the money you are holding. And so it's a way of taxing people. At least I know one prominent economist who has described inflation that way. It's a tax. Yes. So when you have those kind, when you have that kind of tax, you want to keep your money in a currency that
is safe.
And that is one of the reasons why you even see that people are using the dollar to hedge.
Yes.
Now, people buy dollars not because they want to travel anywhere. They just want to keep their money safe.
Because when they come back, at least they'll still find
it. You'll still find it and it will still have value. People want to keep their money, that value will not be eroded.
Mm.
And the most stable currencies are the currencies they are keeping their money in.
Mm.
And that is the...
This program is brought to you by Leadership Podcast from the stable of Leadership Media Group.